This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with both Dr. Mary Gengrass and Dr. Melinda Hawes, once again board-certified plastic surgeons at the Plastic Surgery Center of Nashville, Tennessee, who are here to discuss tummy tucks. Dr. Gengrass and Dr. Hawes, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
Happy to be back.
And nice to have you both back with us. So for starters, Dr. Hawes, what is a tummy tuck and how is it performed to kick things off today?
A tummy tuck refers to what we call an abdominoplasty, which is typically repair of the abdominal wall and the abdominal skin after pregnancy. Typically, we do this in the operating room and we remove the extra skin and fat that's been stretched, and we tighten up the muscle if necessary at the same time. It depends on the patient's own anatomy, how much skin we remove, how much muscle we tighten. There may even be concomitant liposuction done. But each person's anatomy is a little different, so there isn't just one cookbook abdominoplasty.
And Dr. Gengrass, are there any complementary procedures to a tummy tuck?
That's a really good question, because people hear about something called a mommy makeover, and most of the time a mommy makeover kind of centers around a tummy tuck. And the complementary procedures that we often do range from anything from liposuction to breast augmentation to breast lift, combinations of breast lift and breast augmentation. Liposuction is probably one of the most common, sometimes even labiaplasty or facial procedures. But tummy tuck is often done with other procedures, and those can be very complementary.
Yeah, most helpful information there. Now, tell us, what is the difference between tummy tuck and liposuction?
Tummy tuck involves the actual removal of skin and fat. Liposuction is done through a small incision, and you just suck out extra fat. People who are candidates for liposuction typically don't need a tummy tuck. People who need a tummy tuck because their muscle is loose, because they have stretch marks and extra loose skin, that's not typically improved by just removing the extra fat. So while a tummy tuck is more invasive, for those that need it, it's really the only thing that can get their abdominal wall back to where they want it to be.
Today we're joined by both Dr. Mary Gengrass and Dr. Melinda Hawes, board-certified plastic surgeons at the Plastic Surgery Center of Nashville, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, what makes a good candidate for a tummy tuck procedure, and is there anything that would make someone a less than ideal candidate?
Well, an ideal candidate for a tummy tuck is someone who has loose skin, either above the belly button or below the belly button or both, and has laxity or stretched out muscle walls, or what we call it rectus diastasis, which is separation of the abdominal wall muscles. And those are most often things that occur after pregnancy. So as the uterus grows and the baby grows, the uterus stretches out or thins out the muscle, but it also stretches and thins out the skin, often causing stretch marks. And then after the baby's born, and ideally if a woman loses some or most of her baby weight, she's often left with loose, saggy skin up severe stretch marks that are drastically improved with the tummy tuck. So that loose excess skin that lies between the belly button and maybe where a C-section scar would be, or the top of the pubic hair, all that tissue in kind of a football shape is removed. What makes somebody an ideal candidate versus not very good candidate is somebody who maybe has medical issues wouldn't be a good candidate for a tummy tuck because it is a little bit more invasive procedure. But if you don't have enough skin to tighten up, then it's not going to be worth the scar, which is one of the downsides of a tummy tuck, is that it does require a scar when you cut out or remove that skin. So really what makes someone a good or not as good candidate is how much skin they have and the quality of their skin. Because if they have a good quality skin and just some extra fat, then often they're a better candidate for liposuction.
And sometimes we'll see patients where they have extra fat, but it's inside their muscle wall. It's on the inside. They don't have extra fat on the outside. They don't have extra skin on the outside. And that's something that can be addressed by weight loss, but that we can't get to as plastic surgeons. So those patients are not good tummy tuck candidates. It's really not a weight loss procedure. It's a recontouring procedure.
Yeah, that's a good point, because a lot of men come in and they want a tummy tuck and they have intra-abdominal fat, or fat that's inside the belly wall, and no amount of skin tightening is going to make that really any better. So it is important to get a good evaluation by a board-certified plastic surgeon who performs these procedures frequently and get an assessment of, you know, what kind of extra fat you have and whether you're a good candidate or not.
Really awesome information there. Most helpful and much appreciated. Lastly, tell us, what is the recovery process like? What should one expect?
I typically ask patients if they've had a C-section, because most of my patients, it seems to be very similar to their C-section recovery as far as how long they hurt, how long they're down. And that can vary from patient to patient. As a rule, most people need 14 days off of work, I think, because it's just hard to stand up all day. We do perform it as an outpatient procedure. We have the same restrictions as far as not getting people's heart rate up or blood pressure up or not doing any heavy lifting or exercise for a couple weeks like we do with any procedure. But it is more painful than, say, many of the breast procedures we do, so that does require a little longer recovery.
Ladies, always great to have you. Tremendous information and most helpful in every regard, and we thank you for covering the tummy tuck today. And really giving us some great information. For those listeners planning to have a tummy tuck in the future, where can listeners get all the details on your practice there in Nashville, the Plastic Surgery Center of Nashville?
Yes, they can look at www.nashvillesurgery.com, or they can search under either of our names, Melinda Hawes, H-A-W-S, or Mary Gingrass, G-I-N-G-R-A-S-S.
And that certainly works. Again, Dr. Jen Grass and Dr. Hawes, thanks so much for joining us once again here on Health Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And certainly our pleasure. We've been speaking with Dr. Mary Jen Grass and Dr. Melinda Hawes, board-certified plastic surgeons at the Plastic Surgery Center of Nashville, Tennessee. And for further details, simply visit NashvilleSurgery.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.